Hillsgrass County Republicans see unity at the State of the Union. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The Tuscarawas County Republican Party believes a government with both sides working in harmony is a possibility after the State of the Union address. Chairman Doug Wills says he felt there was a cooperation by both sides of the aisle he had not seen in recent years.
I was glad to see that maybe we took down some barriers between the two parties. I'm hoping that we can start to work together because I think that really needs to be done at this point in time.
Will said he agreed with much of the president's address, adding that he felt the issues discussed were relevant to the current situation for the U.S. He also added he felt the Democratic response was well thought out and organized. The main topics were out of date. A message was left for the Democratic Party of Tuscarawas County to react to the State of the Union. A Ward 4 City Council seat is filled after City Council was forced to make the decision from a coin toss. Members of the Yerkesville Democratic Central Committee met on Tuesday to select a person to fill the seat that was being vacated by Kathy Kotis. Committee member Martha Campbell said two candidates expressed interest in serving the remainder of Kotis' term through December 31st of 2019. Amy Myers, who is a realtor and former clerk of Yerkesville City Council, and Linda Davis, a paraprofessional librarian at the Claymont Intermediate School, and was also a former clerk and council at-large member for the Yerkesville City Council.
Came down to the point that there are four Central Committee members in Yerkesville. And so we voted and it was a tie. Then we voted two more times and it ended up being a tie. So for the first time in my life, I had to be involved with actually a coin flip to decide the winner of the contest.
Davis won the coin toss and will assume duties once the Board of Elections is notified and has certified the selection. In state news, lawyers for an Ohio patient's family says she died minutes after being given a grossly excessive dose of pain medication ordered by a doctor who was removed from patient care the following day and is now under investigation in connection with other deaths. The Columbus area Mount Carmel Health System removed intensive care doctor William Hussle from patient care November 21st, the day after 82-year-old Melissa Penix died. Her family plans to file a lawsuit Thursday. Hussle's lawyers are not commenting. In sports news, Ohio State welcomes Penn State into the Schottenstein Center tonight. Tip time is at 7 o'clock. Also, number 25 Cincinnati is in Memphis tonight at 7 o'clock. The Cavaliers are off tonight before heading into our nation's capital to play the Wizards tomorrow evening. And on the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins are in Florida tonight to battle the Panthers at 7 o'clock. And Columbus remains out west, taking on the Arizona Coyotes at 9 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Bonifay Home Supply, your hometown hardware store in Denison. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Bonifay, your hometown hardware, Bonifay, your hometown store. You can find what you're looking for, you can get it here at Bonifay.
Are you ready to fight the cold, ice, and snow? Let Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental help you win the winter war with snow shovels, ice melt, rock salt, heat tape, electric heaters, kerosene turbo heaters, and propane portable heaters in various sizes. And they fill propane, too. Bonifay's also has mixed bird seed and black oiled sunflower seeds in stock. When it's time to start those home projects, Bonifay Home Supply is here to help. Check out their selection of paint and paint supplies. Make sure to check out Bonifay's in-store specials. You don't have to leave town to get what you need. Just go to Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental. Open Monday through Saturday on Grant Street in Denison.
Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware.
Watch out for dense fog for the morning commute. Fog and drizzle this morning. Rain returns this afternoon. Unseasonably warm. High temperatures today in the lower 60s. A flood watch remains in effect through Friday morning. Additional rain amounts this afternoon through tonight on the order of an inch. Tonight, rainy, cloudy, and breezy. The rain shuts off later tonight. It turns sharply colder. Low temperatures by tomorrow morning near 30 degrees. Friday becoming partly sunny, breezy, and colder with temperatures falling into the 20s. All the way down to 13 by Saturday morning. Sunny Saturday. High 28. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For local news 24 hours a day, you can log on to WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.